Hey guys, so been doing some thinking and just so you know, I was just happened to be that I was never going to ride on Wednesday and Thursday because the arena is booked out for a clinic. So it's not like I've been avoiding the riding. It's had always been scheduled that I couldn't use the arena for Wednesday, Thursday. So I'm back riding tomorrow, so I will send through my wonderful snippets of me doing my basics. And where I'm at is I've realized one of the biggest things about me as well is I'm around 90% moving away motivated. So there's a meta program, if anyone does their NLP, I think it's in the mastery training, which you have a certain number of meta programs. And one of your meta programs is how you're motivated. So you can either be moving away or moving towards. If you're, let's say you had a weight loss goal, if you were moving towards motivated, you would be motivated by how you were going to look. You would have pictures of you looking great in a swimsuit and you being able to wear a certain dress and you being able to do a certain thing with your body. And you would be totally motivated by going, I want to look like that. I want to have that dress. I want to look like that in that dress or whatever it is. You can tell I'm mostly visual. So everything's around visually rather than how I would feel. Oh, I would feel great. Or you can be moving away focused, which is I don't want to look a certain way, and I don't want to feel a certain way, and I don't want to, so I want to be able to, I don't want to not be able to run up the stairs. That is more me. So I am not motivated by being able to run upstairs. I am just hideously motivated to have the fitness so I can't not. Able, so I can't not be able to run upstairs. Does that make sense? So in my riding, I am not motivated to be the best rider I can be. I'm not motivated to win the Olympic medal. I am motivated by not being able to win the Olympic medal and not. I know there's too many negatives. I don't know if I'm making any sense, but I am a glutton for punishment, basically. I run away. I'm motivated by running away from the things that I don't want rather than motivated by running towards something that I do. So in terms of the riding, there's no way in fucking hell I'm giving up. Please excuse my swearing, because I am not going to be a dressage rider. So I'm not hideously motivated by being a great dressage rider, but I have to not be a bad one. So I find energy and motivation and the energy to move forward and to do something that I don't feel like doing, that I don't want to do, because the consequence of me not doing what I don't want to do is something that I really don't want, which is being a bad dressage rider. Bouncing on the horse, looking bad, coming last, all those kinds of things. So, because I don't want to look bad on the horse, because I don't want to come last, because I don't want to be bad, I have found motivation to do the thing that I don't want to do because I really don't want the outcome. If I don't do, so basically, if I don't do what Alicia's saying, I'm going to continually look crap on a horse, continually score 60%, continually not get in the places of where I want to be, which sucks. So I don't want to experience the suck. So I'll experience the suck of doing what I don't want to do because that's better than experiencing the suck of the outcome of it. So trust that makes sense. That's where I'm at. I'll let you know how the ride goes tomorrow.